ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Open your Bibles, please, with me this morning to Proverbs chapter 14. I will read all my Bible references from Amplified Translation this morning. Proverbs chapter 14, just one verse, verse 34. I titled this Great People, Great Nation. Wherever you are the great people in that nation, and there is a great nation. God is doing awesome things across the nation of the heart. And sometimes when these things happen in the physical, we are not sure. We are disillusioned. Sometimes we are overwhelmed. So this morning, I bring a prophetic word to you to have the picture of what God is doing. Nigeria, where we live, where we stand, is we are full of great people, and this is a great nation. We make that declaration in the spirit again this morning, that this is a great nation. Yes, Lord, we have great people living in this nation. So look at the word of the Lord with me this morning. It's a righteousness, which means moral and spiritual integrity and virtuous character. So when we speak the word righteousness, what we are referring to is a state of moral and spiritual integrity with virtuous character. He said, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin, in other words, transgression, is a disgrace to any people. Wherever you see righteousness, what the Bible is saying, that there is sound moral spiritual integrity and virtuous character. And that's what rules through the sphere of the society. But in the absence of righteousness, what you find is sin. And sin is a source of shame. That's what one translation says. Sin is a disgrace to any people. The event of the last days, or few days, in Nigeria, for example, has put our nation in a pensive mood. And for everyone who is discerning enough, it's like a dark cloud covering the nation. It's like a dark cloud of hopelessness. And to maybe worsen the matters, there were gory pictures of events around the nation released on the social media. Some people are traumatized. I mean, they just experience trauma by just seeing those pictures. Your heart will break. These things all put together has affected our emotional being. A lot of people are asking questions. Where is the hope of the nation called Nigeria? But I bring a word of encouragement to you this morning. I know in the past few days we have literally seen open display of tyranny, oppression, misguided values, destruction. We can see open display of poverty. I mean, as I'm speaking out this morning, if you are in Nigeria, certain pictures, certain videos will literally come to your mind. We have seen open display of poverty, of pride, of stony heart. We have seen open display of lies, deception. We have seen open display of incitement. We have seen people throwing up ethnic tantrums and biases. And Maybe in the last 24, 36 hours, we have seen literally videos that is swinging the joker of ethnic bias utterances to incite violence. But this morning, the word of the Lord to us is to remind us that in the midst of all these chaos, God is a good God. He is not the author of this confusion. God hates injustice. God hates oppression. God hates lies. God hates deception. God is love. God is light. God is life. So wherever you see God operating, is love. Wherever you see God operating, is light. The light means development. It means progress. Whenever you see God operating, it is life, not death, not violence. So it's literally mean that the devil is the author of this confusion. And this morning, by this message, we will unravel. We are sending the signals into the realm of the spirit that we are not backing off. We are not backing out. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That if God be for us, nothing can be against us. That in all these things, we are more than a conqueror through him who loved us. Nigeria is a great country. And God is not black. God is not white. God is not Caucasian. God is not Igbo. Is not Yoruba, is not Hausa, is not Fulani, is not Efik. God is not Ibiobio. God is a good God. God is not a thief. T-I-V. That's a tribe in Nigeria. The devil is the author of confusion. His nature is evil. And he's always fabricating lies to promote his evil war. We know at this time, a lot of things is contesting for the soul of our nation. And maybe for the soul of Africa. Because I have a tweet that I want to read from the nation of Uganda. Someone tweeted that. And I just want to read that to encourage us, the people of this great nation. The contest for the soul of our nation is summarized in declaration of Isaiah 28. If we will read it together, Isaiah 28. From verse 16 all through to 21, Isaiah 28. We are making this sound in the spirit. And everyone, including the devil himself, should hear it. He said, therefore, the Lord God says, listen carefully. I am laying in Nigeria a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone. For the secure foundation firmly placed concerning this country. He who believes, trusts in, relies on, and adheres to that stone will not be disturbed or give way in sudden panic. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the machine's level. Then hell will sweep away the refuge of lies. And water will flood over the secret hiding place of everyone who strengthen themselves in evil. Your covenant with death will be annulled. And your agreement with Sheol will not stand, the place of the dead. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, and is passing through Nigeria at the moment, then you will become a trampling ground. Verse 19, as often as it passes through, it will seize you for morning after morning. It will pass through by day and by night. And it will be sheer terror to understand what it means. For the bed of Nigeria has become too short to stretch out on. And the blanket is too narrow to wrap around oneself. And likewise, all the preparations are inadequate. Verse 21 says, for the Lord has risen over Nigeria as its time on Mount Perazim. And it will be still as in the valley of Gibeon to do his work in Nigeria, his unusual and incredible work, and to accomplish his work, his extraordinary work in this nation. Now do not carry on as scoffers, or the bands which bind you will be made stronger. For I have heard from the God of hosts a decree of decisive destruction that is upon the heart. So 2020, that's the sound we made in the spirit. The bed for everyone who strengthened themselves in wickedness. The bed of this country has suddenly become too short. The blanket we refuse to cover. Everyone who have decided to strengthen themselves in evil. Hey, the Lord is passing through this land. The Lord is passing through this land. It may look like you have caged people now. People may look to have been crushed, says the Spirit of the Lord. But they are crushed, but they are not broken. They are all on retreat. I'm putting them in my incubation system. Everyone who have desire to strengthen themselves continually in evil, hear ye that sound in the spirit this morning. Even though 2020 has been a remarkable year, it is still a year of divine perfection. As a nation, we are in transition time, where leadership seems to want to maintain the status quo. But the young at heart sparked this revival, demanding accountability. But we saw what happened. The voices seemingly silenced. This generation may be crushed, but they are not broken. The time of their recovery, I have said, says the Lord. You know what? Government is one of the four great divine establishments by God. The other three are marriage, family, and free will of people. Concerning Nigeria, our king is on the throne. Concerning Nigeria, our lives are in his hands. Concerning Nigeria, he knows what he's doing in the midst of this chaos. Our story, I will say to you prophetically, is like what happened to Israel. 400 years, they were under the bondage. But for 30 extra years, they didn't do anything. And then the Bible says they cried out to the Lord. I tell you, if you care to know, God has said, intercessor over this land, and people have been crying more than ever before. It's been something like a journey, and I believe that the Lord has heard the voice of the groaning of his people in Nigeria. The God of heaven is moving through this land. God is working his purpose concerning Nigeria. I say it again two more times. God is working his purpose concerning Nigeria. I say it one more time this morning. God is working his purpose concerning Nigeria. This is a sign of warning. It's a sound of alarm. If you want to strengthen yourself in evil, your time is up. Your time is up. Whether you like it or not, yes. This is a revival. This is a flow. Nothing can stop it. It's orchestrated by heaven, and it's backed by the power of heaven, and this is the appointed time. Nigeria is delivered from the bondage of slavery. We are not just 60 years old. We are 106 years. Let him who understand that. We are not just 50 years. We are 106 years. I can give you a good understanding. 1914, amalgamation. That's the way God sees things. It's in the spirit. It's established. So if you calculate it, you know that this country is 106 years. Let him who hears, hear what the Spirit is saying to Nigerians at this time. You know what the national picture looks like? in the last few days. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you read the whole of verses 1 to 18. But I'm not going to read the whole verse. You can study since you are home. I want to read verses 16 to 18 because that is the word of encouragement to you Nigerians. See the hand of the invisible one. It said, therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, there is a yearning for good governance. There is a yearning for leadership accountability. He said, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed by the day. For our momentary, that's what it is. You see, fellow citizens, climbing on top of warehouses, looking for food. You see looting in our nation. Businesses have been touched. People have lost their businesses. Public buildings have been burned. All these are momentary. Light distress. This passing trouble, they are not here to stay. But they are producing for us as Nigerians an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all comparisons, a transcendent splendor and an endless blessedness. So we look not, and I speak to you Nigerians, look not. I speak strength to you this morning, Nigerians in diasporas. Look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are visible and they are temporal. They are brief and fleeting and is actually passing away. But the things we hold on to are the invisible, the everlasting, the imperishable thing. And we make a son in the spirit again. We know the devil has orchestrated men to do evil. But we speak John 10:10. Jesus said, I have come. Jesus is in Nigeria. He has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You may have stolen the devil. You may have stolen people's wealth, people's joy, people's happiness, people's willpower. But you have not spoken their life. You are not taking their lives. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have and enjoy life and have it full till it overflows. That is our lot as Nigerians, even at this time. The message to us, Isaiah 62. So if you are Nigerian, be glad that you are a Nigerian. We can't be caged. We cannot. It's the most populous black nation in the world. We cannot be caged. We have what it takes. Human resources, spiritual resources, financial resources. The wealth of this nation is not in the oil field. The wealth of this nation is in the people. We are great people. We have a great nation. So if we have the privilege to elect you into an office, it is a privilege. And you need to utilize it very well. Isaiah 62, this is the voice of the Lord over Nigeria, 62:4. Isaiah 62:4. It will no longer be said of you, Nigeria, Lagos has abandoned. Nor will it any longer be said of this land, Maiduguri, desolate. But you will be called Efziba. God's delight is in Borno State. And the land of Adamawa is married. For the Lord delights in you, Nigeria. And to him your land will be married, owned, and protected by the Lord. Verses 6 and 8 of the same Isaiah 62. On your walls, O Nigeria, I have appointed and stationed watchmen, prophets. They are not brought down by bullets. He said, who will never keep silent? Day or night, everyone who profess the name of the Lord will recruit you into this band of intercessors who stand on the walls of Nigeria. This is not a time to say you cannot pray. This is not a time. Because we are rebuilding the world of Nigeria, just like Nehemiah did. Some people were on the walls with sword watching. Some other people are praying. Some other people are involved in the war. So everyone becomes prayer for the sake of our nation, for the sake of our continent. We will give God no rest from our prayers until he establishes Nigeria. Makes her a praise on the heart. I say, make that announcement again. Please take note. Concerning the issue of Nigeria, it is no more business as usual. A shift has been made from the foundation of the world. It's the appointed time. So there is nothing you can do. No strategy can handle it. No structure can handle it. A shift has been made. Because God has heard the cry of his people over this nation. Three things about Nigerians that you and I should know. Three things as we move forward. Number one, it is a new day. It is a new day. Number two, it is a new breed. Number three, it's a new grace. I will expand on this quickly. It's a new day for Nigeria. It's a new breed of people. It is a new grace that they are walking by. It is a new day. God has orchestrated a new beginning for Nigeria. When Abraham came out of the existing culture of idolatry, he followed God. And that's what some of us have decided to do. We are not going to run away. I saw things on social media in this week. People asking questions. Questions like, is there any country that they offer 6-month visa? For anyone to stay in their prison. We don't need that. We are great people. We don't need that. I've seen people asking questions. Is there any country they can apply to for asylum? You don't need that. This is a great nation. I've seen people asking questions. Well, I'm saying bye-bye to everybody in Nigeria. Whoever remains, who is the last person should put off the light? I will be the last person. And I'm not putting on the light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, Nigeria. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Darkness may have covered the heart, cross darkness, the people. But the Lord has arisen over you. And his glory shall be seen on you. Nations shall come to the brightness of your rising, says the Lord. So it's a new day. It's a new day. Abraham trusted God. And that's what some of us will do. And everyone who is in Nigeria, we have no other country. This is our country. We will trust God enough. We will follow him enough. Because God has moved. And we will follow him. We will follow him in fullness of his power. In fullness of his glory. Because there is a new sand over a nation called Nigeria. You know what he told Joshua? He said, my servant, Moses, Joshua chapter 1, is dead. He said, but you are in the transition. There is a new day. There is a new season. He said, be strong. That's the message of God to us as Nigerians today. We are great people. But there is need for us in this transition time to be strong and be courageous. Strong and be courageous. Strong and be courageous. We are crossing over into the land of food with milk and honey for the benefit of all, for the benefit of this nation, citizens, for the benefit of Africa as a continent. Do not fear. It's a new day. Secondly, it's a new breed. It's a new breed of people. God is raising radicals, who practice his presence. Nominal Christianity has died. It's either that you know that God is alive or he's dead. But we know that he's alive. God is beginning to raise prophetic voices. These people, they know themselves in different spheres of our nation. They know themselves. As I'm speaking now, it's resonating with them. Because the Bible says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are these radicals. People who practice. Can you give me Judges chapter 2 verse 10? That seems Judges chapter 2 verse 10. It's a brief description of this generation. He said, also, all the people of this generation were gathered to their fathers in death, and another generation arose after them who did not know, recognize, understand the work of the Lord, which he has done in Israel. But this is the generation that I'm talking about. It's different from this one. They are the generations who recognize, who know, who understand the Lord. They are not the generation that they continue in the old evil of the last generation, which we have seen. If you can look very well, you can see that already happening. A father is a politician, and so they tell their child to continue in that space. But hey, there is a new generation. And I'm announcing it again in the spirit. There is a new breed of Nigeria in spheres of life who will not be corrupted, who will not compromise, who will not be stained by the present evil that pervades this nation. People who are yielded to God, who represent him everywhere they go. People like Daniel, because they know their God in Daniel 11:32, they are strong and they do exploit. They deal with the covenant of their God. People who are advancing the kingdom of God as light and salt wherever they find themselves. People who are manifesting this presence and they are taking territories in the sphere of life for our King. People who are operating in the order of the book of Acts. And how God anointed them with Holy Ghost and power, and they went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with them. People who understand his voice, who knows, like in the order of Psalm 46 verse 10, they know when to be still and know that he's God. They know, they wait for his instructions, and they go in the strength of the Lord to do exploit. The third thing is that it's a new grace. It is a new grace. It's never going to be done. The work ahead of us is never going to be done by arms of flesh. It's not even by revolution, as it were. It's not by taking of guns. What you will see is that people that are raised, they have divine grace, divine enablement to do things that goes beyond education. To do things that goes beyond strategy. To do things that goes beyond structures. God is raising Nigerians with fresh grace. Who he has enabled supernaturally. Not in the order of the old. Not with just natural ability. But those he has anointed to step into this new day and season that he has designed for Nigeria. You know, the journey ahead of us, capacity must be developed. You know, in Isaiah 54, for those of you who are conversant with that, it says expand. It said enlarge. It means you need new level of grace to strengthen your strength, to expand. Isaiah 54 verses 2 and 3. To cover ground, to take territory, you need grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, it talks about this grace. That grace has been given through our Lord Jesus Christ. There was a beautiful exchange. And 2 Corinthians 9:8, it said, and God who is able to make this grace abound towards us. You may ask the question as I begin to close. 2 Corinthians 12:9 also talks about it. That grace is sufficient. because Nigerians seems to be weak at the moment. But he says that grace is sufficient for us, for his strength is made perfect even in our weaknesses. Great people, great nation. The question this morning, how do we operate in this grace? Three things. Number one, through God's word. 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 We are recalibrating. We are on a retreat. So we are combining voices together. We know when God speaks through God's word. Say, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Through God's word, your word, Psalm 119, verse 105, is a lamp to my feet and the light to my path. Through God's word, that's number one way to operate in this grace. Second way, through partnership with God's spirit. True partnership is never going to be by power. It's never going to be by mind. It's by his spirit. Yes, Zechariah 4:6, Romans 8:11. It says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, that same spirit we quicken, we make alive. We strengthen us through challenges that are ahead of us. John chapter 14, John chapter 16, you will see of the same. How to walk in this grace with God's people. God is raising us. God bless me, bless my children, bless my children, and bless no other parties. They are gone. Intercessor on the walls of Nigeria. Those are spiritual snipers. They make, they plant, they uproot. They make happen. They make changes on their knees. And God is raising. So, true partnership. And you can see there are pockets of prayer hours, prayer houses going on simultaneously in different parts of the world at the moment. So, it's not a time, Hebrews 10:35, 25, to forsake the assembly of your brethren. How good and lovely, Psalms 133, when we dwell together in unity, there is a flow. There is a flow. And so, it is a time of partnership with God's people. Because why? We are stronger together. And the mystery of koinonia, the mystery of Christ, true fellowship, is revealed when we join in partnership. It becomes, let us. It's not, I am the one doing this. It's let, we are the one. It becomes from I to we, which represent the benefit of all. Let me close this morning by reading someone's tweet from Uganda. He said, how do we tell Nigerians that the present campaign is not just for them, but for all of us Africans? He said, we are already feeling this move in Uganda. Our police force are adjusting the move among our youth. They are becoming more emboldened to demand accountability. The victory is for us all, Nigerians. Please stop the infighting. Stop the looting of other people's labor, Nigerians. Stop putting fire into public buildings. Stop that heart. This is not the Nigerians that we know. We are great people. We are civilized people. We are God's people. We are strengthened in grace and power. We are not going to, there's nothing to benefit from burning other people's property, other people's businesses. There is nothing to benefit from it. Let's put our eyes on the goal. This is a great nation. It's a new day for us. We have a new breed of people that God is raising already. You can be part of that army. And then we are operating with the grace that the heaven supplies. I read two more scriptures as I close this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 9 and 10. This is an encouragement to us. 1 Peter 5 verses 9 and 10. That's what we are doing at this moment. As an intercessor, that's what we are doing. But resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attack. Rooted and established, immovable. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering have been experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. So there is nowhere we are running to. He said, you do not suffer these things alone. Verse 10. He said, after you have suffered, our own is completed. For a little while, said the God of all grace. This is the message to all Nigerians. The God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor, who has called us to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete Nigeria. We confirm Nigeria. We strengthen Nigeria. We establish Nigeria, making it what it ought to be. And the people of God say this morning, and please, this is our role. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. That's why I preach the way I preach this morning. Because I know that God is not the author of all this confusion. God is a good God. What do we do at this time? We walk in the flesh as mortal men. We are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh, using the weapons of man. The weapons of our warfare are not physical. Weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying sophisticated arguments. And we can see that on the social media. Argument. As if Nigerians are slaves. We are destroying sophisticated arguments. And every exalted and proud thing that sets itself against the true knowledge of God in Nigeria. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Will you pray for your nation? Will you stand in God? Will you see this nation as a nation under God? Can we all stand wherever we are this morning? Let's all stand and just make a declaration. Stand in your home, stand in wherever you are watching. Let's make a declaration. You want to just go ahead and pray in other tongues this morning? We are making a declaration this morning. God's hand is stretched upon this nation. It's stretched upon over Africa. God's hand is upon us. Isaiah 41:10 say, fear not, Nigerians, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. That's the word of the Lord. But Nigerian is saying, according to Isaiah 49, verse 14, he said, the Lord has forsaken us and the Lord has forgotten us. The word of the Lord to us this morning is that can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget in the natural, but I will not forget you, Nigeria. See, I have inscribed you upon the palms of my hand, and your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste, your destroyer and those who led you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes and look around and see, and they that gather and come to you, as I live, says the Lord, you shall surely coat yourself than them all as an ornament and bind them on your bridles. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will it now even be too small for the inhabitants. And those who swallow you up will be far away. But the children you will have after you have lost the others, you will say again in your ears, this place is too small for me. Give me a place that I may dwell by myself. God is expanding the coast of Nigeria. God is expanding us to the nations of the world. Yes, Lord, men, women will rise from this nation and teach people righteousness. The voice of righteousness is booming from this nation. The voice of peace, the voice of unity, the voice of people who are strong together, the voice of good governance, the voice of good leadership is springing forth. Many people will come and learn from the modern Nigerians we create for Nigeria. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to prophesy peace over our nation. This week we continue to enjoy peace. This week, no more destruction, no more violence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord that is stretched forth, is stretched forth over Bono, is stretched forth over Kano, Kaduna, Lagos, Yekabo, Edo, Delta, yes, Lord, Plateau, Benue, Adamawa, is stretched forth over rivers, cross rivers, Yekabo, so over Himo, over Ebonyi, over Adamawa, over Kogi, over Plateau, the hand of God is stretched forth for peace in this nation. Yekabo, Soto, you want to go ahead and thank God that you are in Nigeria. Just celebrate Him, give Him praise. Thank Him because He has planted you and I in this nation. And for those in diasporas, He has planted us in those places just for a season. There will be a time that there will be the returning of the citizens of Nigeria from all over the world. I prophesied again this morning. They will be the joining. He said, how good and lovely when brethren dwell together in unity. It shall be like the oil that rests upon the head of Aaron that flows to his beard, that flows to his head. He said, there the Lord commanded the blessing. We speak blessing over you, Nigeria. You are blessed in your statistics state. You are blessed in the Federal Capital Territory. Your leadership is blessed. The new day that God has proposed is blessed. The new breed of people, they are blessed. The new grace that God has unleashed has brought us blessing and not curses. Give God praise for your nation, Nigeria. A new day has come upon us. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Yes, Lord, a city not forsaken by the Lord, a city not desolation, a city called Beulah, the one whom God has helped. That is your testimony. That is our testimony as Nigeria. That is our testimony as Africans. Father, we give you praise this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Just go ahead and give Him worship. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. A new day has dawned upon us. A new breed of people has been raised. A new grace is given to build nation, a nation where peace and justice, yes, Lord, and good governance and leadership shall reign. We worship you, Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,